listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 66, and today I'm going to talk about a few great titles related to the week's new releases and more. So hello! I hope everyone has had a lovely week, or if you're not listening to this on a Friday, I hope you're having a lovely day. I hope the air smells good, and there are cookies, and everyone is happy, and I'm going to tell you about books today, which is the thing that makes me happiest. But first, I'm going to tell you about our sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by Kill the Queen by Jennifer Eastep. It's Gladiator meets Game of Thrones. A royal woman becomes a skilled warrior in order to destroy her murderous cousin, avenge her family, and save her kingdom. The Kingdom of Bellona is a fully-fledged fantasy world steeped in both strong magic and gladiatorial systems. I don't think I've ever said the word gladiatorial before. That's a great word. Jennifer Eastep is the New York Times and USA Today best-selling author of the Elemental Assassin series. This is the first book in a new epic fantasy trilogy filled with magic, murder, intrigue, adventure, and a hint of romance. So again, that's Kill the Queen by Jennifer Eastep, and it's available wherever books are sold. We thank them for sponsoring. And now, related to that, but I swear I didn't do it on purpose, I was looking over the week's list of new books, and I was thinking, there are a lot of books that have Queen in the title. In fact, like, a lot of the ones that I was thinking of came out this year. They're not even backlist yet. So I picked a few that I was going to mention because they're great. And so I'm going to kick it off with Mrs. Queen Takes the Train by William Kuhn. It is about Queen Elizabeth. She is kind of bored sitting in Buckingham Palace. So she leaves because she's the queen who's going to stop her. But she doesn't really tell anyone that she's left. And now all the staff at the palace is trying to find her and figure out what's going on before the news gets out that the queen has, you know, left the castle. And it's really cute. So again, that's Mrs. Queen Takes the Train by William Kuhn. It's K-U-H-N. Then there's The Star-Touched Queen by Roshni Chokshi, which is the first. There's two books out now. I believe the third one is coming. It's about a young woman named Maya. She has been married off in a political move by her father. And she finds herself running a kingdom in a faraway land, and she's only 17 years old, and she has to figure out who's good, who can she trust, you know, can she trust her husband, can she trust anyone except for her husband, should she trust her husband? It's really fantastic. It's steeped in Indian folklore and mythology. So that one is The Star-Touched Queen by Roshni Chokshi. There's Beauty Queens by Libba Bray. Libba Bray just cracks me up. I just love her Instagram feed. I love watching her stories. She's so funny. This one, it's like 5 or 6 years old. It's a YA novel. It's about the 50 contestants in the Miss Teen Dream pageant who think they are going to do a beach photo shoot and their plane crashes and they end up being stranded on a desert island and they're trying to figure out what to do. Should they continue to train for the pageant? Is help on the way very soon? Or should they learn some survival skills? Are they going to be stuck there for a long time? You know, people aren't getting along, tempers rise. It's really great and very funny and very smart. It's Beauty Queens by Libba Bray. Then there's The Clancys of Queens. It's a memoir by Tara Clancy. It's about when she was growing up, she had three different households that she was in. She lived with her dad in Queens. She would stay with her mom, who lived in a very posh house. She was remarried and she lived in the Hamptons. And she would stay with her grandparents in Brooklyn. And it's about her different experiences in these households, you know, growing up in New York City. And if you can, you should listen to it on audio because her voice is amazing. If you were at Book Riot Live, you know how awesome she sounds. Like, her voice is, you know, what sells it. She's so great and she knows it and she uses it to her advantage. It's fantastic. So that's The Clancys of Queens by Tara Clancy. Then there's Queen of the South by Arturo Perez Reverte, about a woman named Teresa, whose boyfriend is a drug smuggler, and he tells her, you know, if you ever get a message on your phone, I'm going to give you this specific phone. If it ever rings or does anything, it means that something has happened to me and you need to run. And one day, she gets that message on the phone. And so she has to take off and run from the people who have killed her boyfriend and sort of like reinvent herself to survive. But kind of also she takes over the business, therefore being the Queen of the South. And it's a USA show, I believe. It's on the USA Network now, or was, or something like that. But it's great. It's Queen of the South by Arturo Perez Reverte. then, of course, I couldn't do the show without mentioning my favorite, The Queen of the Night by Alexander Chi. I know we said we weren't going to talk like we had retired this title, but that was on the new show. So I'm just going to mention it really quick. Love it. It takes place in the 19th century, about the Parisian opera singer. She's the hit of the town, and we kind of learned about her mysterious background and the different places she has lived. She was actually from America, and she came over to Europe as an orphan, and she worked in a circus, and she worked in a brothel, and sort of like all the secrets that she's hiding. The writing is just so lush and detailed, and I just love, love, love this book. So it's The Queen of the Night by Alexander Chi. And there's The Queen of Blood, woo, by Sarah Beth Durst, which is her first, I don't know if it's her first adult title, but it's her first adult fantasy title, about a land where the queen is the keeper of calm. She protects the humans from the malevolent spirits that would do them harm, and that is her job. She's the only one who can do that. But she's also human, and things might happen to her, so they need young women to train to be her heir. And so it's about a group of these young women who decide they're going to go find what makes these spirits so cranky and stop them at their source. So that's The Queen of Blood by Sarah Beth Durst. It's the first in a trilogy. I cannot remember if all three are out. I think so. I've only read the first one, so it's great fun. And for today's Dealer's Choice, the new Andrew Michael Hurley novel, Devil's Day, is out this week, and I wanted to remind people, if you're looking for a Halloween read, that you should pick up The Loney. I think it was his debut, came out a couple years ago. It's about a young man named Smith, and he has a brother who is ill. His family takes them on this pilgrimage to this healing place in these, like, sort of weird lands. Sort of like Stonehenge kind of thing. The locals don't really appreciate them being there. Things go horribly wrong. It's super atmospheric and super creepy. But I want to let you know that it is very slow moving. Like, it's a slow build. It's more about the writing and the atmosphere. And I'm not, like, entirely sure what happened at the end. But I loved it anyway. It won the Costa First Novel Award. I mean, it's fantastic. So that is called The Loney. It's L-O-N-E-Y. Sort of like baloney. And it's by Andrew Michael Hurley. So that's it for me today. That is all the Queen books I'm going to talk about. And thank you again to our sponsor, Kill the Queen by Jennifer Eastup. You can find it wherever books are sold. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. If you're a fan of all the books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to talk about books or see pictures of my books or my cats, Steinbeck and Millay, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty, on Litzy under Liberty, and on Instagram at Franzen Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday with Rebecca Shinsky to tell you about the week's great new releases. So have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.